If more were good for me. George Milne, Lessons for the Christian's Daily Walk, 1859. Better what the eye sees, the enjoyment of what is available to one, than the cravings of wandering desire. This is also vanity, emptiness, meaningless and futility, and a striving after the wind, and a feeding on it. Ecclesiastes 6:9. It is a bitter disappointment for a man to long for what he has not, for what he cannot have, that is, to sigh for plenty in the midst of poverty, to aspire for luxury and have nothing but simple fare, to have dreams of grandeur and ambition, and yet to walk in humble life, to aspire to eminence and then return to our mundane occupations. All this is indeed lamentable to the heart. Oh, how desire wanders, refusing to be satisfied with present comforts. Memory revels in the past, and hope dwells upon the future. The soul thus feeds on shadows, and leaves reality behind. There is bitterness in this, more than the tongue can tell. Philosophy says, "Do not repine at your lot, but make the best of it." This is cold comfort after all. Blind faith says, "Hush, it is your destiny." Neither is this a cure for wandering desire. The Christian has a remedy which never fails when properly applied, the Saviour's presence. This turns poverty to riches, invests the humblest meal with luxury, makes crowded cities as pleasant as the mountain top, imparts refreshment in the midst of labor, fills voids with Christ's fullness, and gives us the presence of the best of friends. Surely, I am with you all the days, perpetually, uniformly, and on every occasion, to the very close and consummation of the age. Matthew 28:20. Children of God, your heavenly Father says, "All things are yours," 1 Corinthians 3:21, and so they are, in the degree and manner that is good for me. All the gold in the world is Christ's, and as his child he gives me just as much as suits my best interest. If more were good for me, would not my loving Saviour give me more money, or material things, or health, or friendship? Come back then, wandering desire. Do not roam abroad over that which is not yours. That is forbidden ground. What is your present lot? Scan it well. Look at it through the lens of faith, and you will see a blessing in it. You will find a Father's love, a Saviour's presence, and the Spirit's comforts wrapped in the garb of present things, and rays of glory coming from them all. Is not what I now have better than the cravings of wandering desire, with such realities better, far better, than the shadows of wandering desire? Be content with what you have, for God has said, "I will never fail you, I will never abandon you." Hebrews 13:5.